10-year-old Sadie Stevens is getting ready for her first night of camping in the backyard, imagining that an earthquake has damaged her house. She unzips the tent she's sharing with her mom.
I only brought my sneakers, a notebook, and I brought my stuffed animal because I can't sleep without them.
The rest of the family's emergency gear is spread out across the yard. Boxes of freeze-dried meals, a radio charged by a small solar panel, and about 30 gallons of water stored in large jugs.
So this is the third 5-gallon container.
That's Sadie's dad, John Stevens. He's a program officer with Mercy Corps. A real earthquake could badly damage the city's water pipes. So for the fake quake, the family is relying on their stored water to drink, do their dishes, and cook their dehydrated meals.
It could be weeks before the city has a water truck coming down your street. It's very unrealistic to think that first responders are going to have enough water for people.
The family experienced an earthquake when they lived in China in 2013. That scare convinced them to prepare for the big one here. The only thing their kid is missing is a skillet. That would be useful because one of their emergency food boxes contains dozens of silver packages of pancake mix.
Oh, pancake mix.
I want it.
Sadie's older brother, Shay, loves pancakes. On Saturday, he pours some mix into a soup can and cooks it on the fire.
The can cake.
Because it's a pancake in a can.
And I invented it, by the way.
See
no
if it
credit
works.
Goes to my mom.
Credit because it's my can.
Is it cooked?
Parts
mostly.
But the Stevens aren't just worried about feeding their own kids. They want to help their neighborhood after a disaster. John has a chainsaw and a crowbar for search and rescue operations. And the parents plan to share their supplies with people who need help. Though when Dad John suggests it to the kids, they aren't sold on that idea.
What if another family came over and said, "We forgot to pack food. Can we hang out with you guys?"
What would you do, Shay?
No.
Not happening. Slam the door. Lock it.
What if Ezra came over? What would you do
if
your best friend came
over?
I would give her half my soup.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's sharing.
On Sunday, they knock on their neighbors' doors to find out who's prepared and who will need help after a real quake.
Hello.
Hi, neighbor.
Their friend Barb Fisher lives on the corner.
I could be helpful with food because I'm a single mom that shops at Costco, but not water. I mean, I probably have 15 pounds of pasta in the basement, but how would we cook it?
John tells her that in a real emergency, she could drain her hot water heater and use that.
Oh, that's exciting. I feel like I could contribute.
I'm in the game.
They say goodbye and head to another house.
Myrna? Hi, we're your neighbors.
Oh, hi.
Myrna is 87. She lives alone. She has plenty of food and cat food. But again, no bottled water.
Well, if there's a big earthquake, we're coming over to see what you need, okay?
Oh, yeah,
and we'll
okay.
see what food you have. We'll take cat food.
Over the course of the day, Megan and John talk to 5 of their neighbors. John is shaken by what he learns. No one has stored water.
I wasn't expecting them all to be unprepared.
John realizes he needs to encourage more of his neighbors to prepare. There's only so far the family can stretch their food and water.
If we have a great kit and we come into a community where we're 1 out of 100 families that's prepared, it's going to have some pretty bad consequences. I'm worried about that, what that's going to mean.
The Red Cross recommends you store 14 gallons of water and 42 meals per person. That's enough to last about 2 weeks.